How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here. I know we skipped a week for the weekly audio updates. A lot of stuff's been happening. A lot of stuff is going to continue to be happening. So let me just jump right into all the fun things. We have a ton of sponsored videos lined up, thanks to Squarespace. These aren't sponsored. These are Patreon sneak peek audio update things. They're not sponsored. But I just want to inform you that that's who the sponsor is going to be. I've worked with Squarespace before. I love Squarespace. I use Squarespace. So I'm glad that they're signing on for, I think, 6 videos, which is awesome. If you guys didn't know, if you're new to the YouTube scene, or if you just didn't, maybe you had a different kind of experience doing YouTube, or maybe you just don't do YouTube at all and you're just curious about this sort of a thing. In my experience, it's very rare that a brand signs on for a long period of time unless you're like really, really good at negotiating and like you know the brand well and they know you, and you know, which is why you haven't seen a ton of NerdSync videos that have been like sponsored by the same people in every single video. I know there are tons of people who I watch, tons of my friends, who will have pretty much the same sponsor or the same like 2 or 3 sponsors in every single video. And it's just because like their network knows those people very well, or they themselves know those people very well. But in general, I found that it's kind of rare to be sponsored by the same people for a long period of time. So the fact that Squarespace is going to be sponsoring 6 NerdSync videos over the course of 3 months is actually really awesome. Because it allows me to have a little bit more stable income. YouTube income fluctuates wildly from month to month. Sometimes I can make, you know, less than $2,000 on YouTube, which is not great considering my rent alone is $1,300, which is, I know, terrible. It wasn't that high when I first moved in, but they keep jacking up the rent on me. It's a nightmare. So the fact that, you know, obviously you guys on Patreon are helping keeping me afloat because YouTube can't cut it by itself. So Patreon and also sponsors are helping out quite significantly. It's a good time, and I really appreciate both you guys and the sponsors more than I appreciate any sort of YouTube. Because, like, when you think about it, not to get on, like, a pedestal here or anything, but, like, when you think about it, making money on YouTube ads, people are just blindly putting ads on videos. I have no control over it. They don't even care if it's a NerdSync video. They just care if it serves their audience or whatever. But with you guys, obviously, you're supporting NerdSync directly, which means that, you know, you care about NerdSync and you care about me and the videos that we make. And I really appreciate that. And also sponsors is the same way. Sponsors are like, yeah, we want to support NerdSync for 3 months because we like NerdSync. And we think that, you know, they could help get the word out about our thing. Not that Squarespace needs a ton more help. I feel like they spend most of their money just sponsoring other YouTube channels to get their name out there. But it's working. I use Squarespace all the time. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Squarespace for like a whole thing here. Speaking of, though, dang it, I do have to talk about it a little bit more. Speaking of, I have a joke video, or not a joke video, but I have a joke in a video coming up. It's a serious video. It's actually a really kind of philosophical, kind of existential kind of video coming up about the philosophy of Thanos, him being a nihilist, kind of a conflicted nihilist, though. We'll talk more about that in the video. But as a joke, I wanted to throw out there some sort of ridiculous fan theory, and I like made a fake site in my script that was called like superhypenews.website or something like that. And I went out and bought it because I figured I want to own that URL. It only cost me $1.17, so thank God. Thank you for all of you patrons who allowed me to spare $1.17 to buy superhypenews.website. And I thought it would be really funny to, as like an Easter egg for those who just got curious to see if the website was real, if we could build a really simple fake website that's just it's a parody of nerd culture fan theory websites. So if any of you patrons are listening out there and you want to contribute your worst, your most reaching, your most absurd fan theory about the movies or the comics or TV shows or whatever, what have you, to superhypenews.website, let me know. I would really love to. You can, you know, talk to me on Discord. You can do it in the comments here. You can email me at nerdsyncproductions@gmail.com. Send me your work. It doesn't have to be long. Like, you don't have to write a dissertation about a fan theory. It can be like two paragraphs. It could be a paragraph. But I thought it would be funny. And of course, we would credit you guys if you wanted it. Your Twitter account, your Instagram, your whatever you want it to be credited to, if anyone wants to get involved. But it would just kind of live and exist on the internet. We wouldn't update it at all. It would just be kind of for a funny little joke as an Easter egg for anyone who wanted to dive in a bit further and be like, wait, is this website a real thing? You know, I think that would be really funny. Since I already spent $1.17 on buying the domain, I don't want it to go to waste, guys. We have to put it to good use. But anyway, speaking of videos that we have coming up, we have part 3 of Spider-Man coming up. Oops, Sparta just jumped up on my lap. We have part 3 of Spider-Man coming up in today, I think. Hopefully, that's a Squarespace-sponsored video. That'll be fun. We're going to wrap up that whole saga. And then, of course, we have some Infinity War stuff. Like I said, the Philosophy of Thanos coming up. I don't think that one's sponsored at all. I'm sure Squarespace would have probably liked for that one to be more sponsored because it's more relevant to the current, culture right now. But I also like the idea of... hold on. I'm looking at my... What else do we have coming up? All right, yeah, so... I will tell you this. I have the Black Panther Dora Milaje video. Again, it's already written, recorded, and a good chunk of it's edited. I just don't know when I want to release that. I feel like it's too late to release it because Black Panther's kind of like not as culturally relevant. That's how quick culture goes by, right? Like Black Panther was huge and now it's Infinity War. And then after Infinity War, what are we going to be talking about? I don't know. But yeah, like I think I've talked about this before. There's like this weird time zone where like, if you don't release a video about a subject in a certain time range before or after it's released, then it feels weird unless you wait a long period of time. Like if you wait, for example, I could easily make a video about the Amazing Spider-Man, series of movies, right? The Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2 with Andrew Garfield. I could make that now because it's been so long that it feels like a retrospective. But if I were to make let's say, Black Panther video right now, it would feel weird. It would feel like I'm just late. It wouldn't feel like a retrospective. It hasn't been long enough, but it's also been too long to feel like it's relevant. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think we're in that time period right now with Black Panther stuff. So, I don't know what I'm going to do with the Dora Milaje. I'll probably have to wait until after Infinity War and see if they make any sort of major contribution that might be like, hey, let's talk about the Dora Milaje. I think that's my plan. So that's another one on the list. Okay, let me run through May really quickly. If anyone's still listening, if anyone's still interested, let me run through May really quickly because I feel like some of you guys might be pretty interested in some of the stuff that we're going to have. For example, we're finally going to do the videos that I teased ages ago about, Superman, what's the Kryptonian accent sound like? That's a guest video from Dylan, aka Orem's Comics. I'm also having a full video of my own about why so many characters have the initials LL in Superman lore. That's a really fun, really long video. It's not done yet. It's gonna be kind of an epic of sorts. And then, are you ready? We are finally... At least according to this, because I don't have anything else planned, we are finally going to tackle Wonder Woman Part 2, 3, and 4 next month in May. Yes, May is for some reason going to be about Wonder Woman. The reason I waited this long to do Wonder Woman, again, is because I felt like I had to wait kind of a while so that now it would just seem like I'm doing a Wonder Woman video, before it would seem like I'm doing a Wonder Woman video to tie into the movie, but I was too late to get there. I feel like we've waited a long enough time that I can just make Wonder Woman videos and people will be like, oh, it's just a Wonder Woman video, you know? So, that's what we're going to do. It's going to be exciting. I will, full disclosure, there might not be a part four. I think I've mentioned this before. Part three and four could be merged together into one video. I haven't written them yet. I've done a couple outlines. I've had my thoughts kind of written out, but I haven't fully written them. And if it turns out that they kind of bleed together really well, that I could just make one video, then I will. And we won't have a part four, not because I threw part four away, but because part four was put into part three. So that was just, you know, Wonder Woman part one, two, and three. But I do think we might have a part four. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Just so you know what those parts are about. Part one was about her mod era age. I hesitate to even call that part one because these next three videos are more so connected to each other than they are connected to that. But people have just been asking about Wonder Woman part two. So like I kind of figured I would throw it together and to group it all together. But so this next the next Wonder Woman video is going to be about her early inspirations, why she has so much bondage imagery, and what early Wonder Woman comics have to say about bondage, lesbianism, and gender roles. Can't wait for that one to be demonetized. I know a lot of people have talked about this aspect of Wonder Woman in the past. Hopefully we can find some new ground. Hopefully we can find some new areas to tackle that nobody else has done, or even if it's the same kind of stuff, hopefully we can just do it in my own voice in a way that's unique to just me, because I want to talk about it. It's very interesting to me. I think most people talk about the bondage part, but they rarely ever talk about what Themyscira has to say about, like, you know, lesbianism and gender roles in general. So that'll be fun to tackle. Part three, I have it labeled as part one, two, and three here instead of two, three, and four, just because, again, I didn't feel like the first Wonder Woman was super connected. So apologies if things are confusing. Anyway, the next Wonder Woman video after that is how the Lasso of Truth really works. And this isn't going to be much. It sounds like a lore based video, right? Like I'm diving through the comics and be like, here's how it works. Here's how the magic behind it works. But really, I want to just talk. It's going to be more so about the idea of, like, what even is truth? If it's the Lasso of Truth, does it make someone realize the truth of their reality, even if they don't believe it to be true? Like, if someone, let's say in this universe, believed, the example I've been using to describe this idea, if Wonder Woman lassoed someone who believed that the Earth was flat, would it make them say, the Earth is round? Not because it's what they believe. They might wholeheartedly believe the Earth to be flat, but because it's the Lasso of Truth, would it make them realize the truth about their reality? Or is it less about the Lasso of Truth and more about the Lasso of knowledge and belief, what they believe to be true, and also the information that they have on them? So obviously, she can't ask somebody something that they don't know. They're not going to tell her information that they don't know, so knowledge has to be a part of it, but also belief is also another part of it. So we'll dive into a lot of that, how it actually works. We will use a lot of examples from the comic books to kind of build a theory around it. Hopefully that's interesting to you guys. I think it's interesting. Who knows? But the very last part of Wonder Woman that we'll be tackling, I know we've been talking for, God, how long have we been going for? Almost 14 minutes now. But the very last Wonder Woman video we will be talking about is this simple question. Is the Lasso of Truth torture? Is it torturous to get information, to make somebody say something, to make somebody tell you something that they don't actually consent to? Are you torturing them into getting information? That's going to be a really interesting kind of ethical one. I've made all of these thumbnails in advance because, of course, I have. I've made, like, thumbnails for all of my videos that I have planned until pretty much October. I make the thumbnails first most of the time. Most of the time. Unless it's a comment response video. And then I panic and I don't know what to put in there. Speaking of which, I don't think I uploaded the comment response video here on Patreon. I gotta do that immediately after this. You'll probably see it before this goes out. But anyway, that's May. That's pretty much May. Oh, also, one last thing in May, so it's not just Superman and Wonder Woman. We have a Marvel video. I know. We're doing a lot of Marvel this month in April, so it feels okay to space it out and do some DC next month, but we have one big Marvel video next month, and it's one that a lot of you guys have been asking for. It is a follow-up to our DuckTales video, diving into the music behind famous theme songs, and what better comic book superhero cartoon theme song than the X-Men theme song, the X-Men, the animated series theme song. It's so good. We actually sat down, I was traveling just a couple weeks ago, I was traveling to talk to the composer, Ron Rosserman, who wrote the X-Men animated theme song. We interviewed him about his process, how he came up with the idea, how he was even assigned with the task, with the goal. He was a really cool dude. We're going to edit that all together. It's going to be this big, awesome event. Look forward to that. That's going to be in between the Wonder Woman videos. So hopefully you guys... we'll give you a little bit of break from Wonder Woman. We'll do X-Men, and then we'll finish Wonder Woman at the end of May. So that's what May looks like, and also that's what the rest of April looks like. Now you guys know that's kind of the fun stuff we're working on. I have one other thing that I maybe want to tease, but it's not set in stone just yet, so I might save it for a future audio update, so look forward to that. All right, this is one of the longer ones at like almost 17 minutes now, so I will stop talking. Thank you guys so much for listening all the way through. Thank you to all of our new patrons who might be listening to one of these audio updates for the first time. This is something that I like to do hopefully once a week. Not always successful, but I try to as long as there's fun information to present to you guys. I have to get back to work. It is 11:30 p.m. For me, and I have to edit a video for tomorrow to go live, aka today, as you're listening to it. So I will see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.